Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, welcome to Right from the Left Coast. I am your host, Linda. I'm hoping you can hear me because my headset's not working. I'm broadcasting from Oceanside, California. It is a perfect day. So thank you, Mikey, for the sound check. I'm just hoping that I can hear people when they call in, etc. It's just crazy. I don't know if it's my headset or if it's BTR. Everything's messed up on the, seems like on Patriot Family website. I can't get any messages out there, so I did the best promotion I could today. So anyway, welcome folks. We are brought to you by patriotfamilies.com when you can get into the main page. Oh, these sites, I'm telling you. So I'm just praying that everything's okay. And again, I think there's going to be a guest caller, but we will see. If not, this will be a short show. So unless you guys want to come in and rant with me. So I wanted to start also, like I said, Oceanside, it is gorgeous. I think it's about 78. It's beautiful. I'm in paradise as far as weather goes. The other parts, not so much. A lot of things going on in Oceanside and San Marcos and, of course, the whole region here because, which I'll get into in a minute, they're messing with us bad on our mobile home park, so I may be exiting California sooner than I thought, so we will see. I wanted to start with some really, one of my favorite gospels in the scripture, and this is Matthew 14, 22 through 33. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Okay, I think I'm going to bring in my next guest, too. Mikey, the country is in free fall. I'm going to bring this up. Area code 916, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Brad Dacus calling up, president of the Pacific Justice Institute.
Hi, I can barely hear you. It's probably my headset.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, this is Brad Dacus calling.
Yes.
Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute.
Yes.
And I was instructed to contact you about the cases we're handling and
correct.
Some of the great. Okay, I want to make sure I had the right number here. So,
yes.
Yeah, we at the Pacific Justice
Institute. Okay, I think a lot of the people who may be listening, of course, we're having a lot of technical problems today. Would probably like to speak to you as well, but let me explain. I saw you at the Escondido, I think it was Center for the Arts, a few months ago, and I was very impressed with that meeting and talking about Common Core and helping people, parents especially, opt out. There was a lot of discussion today on, I believe, Roger Hedgecott's show also about Common Core. And now I'm hearing things on Facebook and the internet that even the states who are saying that they're rejecting it are not doing so. So maybe you can enlighten us.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Yeah, there's like, for example, Indiana is not formally doing Common Core, but the basic academics that they're utilizing is still Common Core related, and so it's just sort of changing the name. But other states like Texas, though, they're not embracing Common Core at all, and their academics, and I think that is, you know, to be respected, and there's other states as well. The trend is against Common Core, not in favor of Common Core. For people to understand why it was such a concern, we at the Pacific Justice Institute analyzed it, and talking to Dr. Stowski, who has served on the validation committee of Common Core, and she voted against it. She's an English language arts professor. It's going to dumb down on the academic side in terms of English. The children in elementary school, for example, will read only half as much as they were before, which is an atrocity. And then on the mathematics side, the only mathematician, PhD mathematician on the validation committee voted against it as well, because he said, to quote him, it's going to be dumbing down education on mathematics for future science, technology, engineering, and math majors. So it's very problematic. For example, you know, they won't be able to take Algebra 1 until ninth grade, according to Common Core. And they're going to be cutting out a lot of mathematics in the programs at the elementary school level, just literally cutting it out. So it's very problematic. And so there's some real problems. Now, what can parents do about it? I think that's what you want me to really talk about. What parents can do, one, is they can opt out of Common Core opt out of the assessment test, should I say. And that's their legal, lawful right to do that. And if people want to, they say, how do I do that? What kind of letter do I form? Well, it's really easy. Just go to our website, which is PJI, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, PJI.org, and there they can download the forms, the opt-out forms that we recommend parents utilize that'll protect them in terms of their privacy and not having kids do surveys and assessment tests that it could be something that parents may not want their kids to take. I know I wouldn't want my kids to take it. So that's the first thing they can do. Second is they can form a parental review committee with their school board. We work with Santa Rosa, for example, and in the past, they formed a parental review committee that's just made up of parents, and they review these controversial op-ed pieces, if you will, that the kids are going to be reading and make sure that they're age-appropriate and also that they're balanced. There's going to be tremendous indoctrination, very left-wing indoctrination, without question, through Common Core, because instead of reading classical novels, half the reading is going to be on controversial articles, on controversial issues. So this parental review committee can help serve as in filtering. And then third, we at Pacific Justice Institute are offering to counsel to county school boards who wish to empower school districts in their counties not to be required to do Common Core. If the county votes to give funding for school districts not giving into Common Core, then those school districts are free to do so. The state law gives county school boards the discretion. That's some really good concrete information. I hope some people will find helpful.
Well, what I was understanding was that they're not even going to teach people like Ben Franklin anymore, and of course they're going to be teaching a lot of gay history. It's just disgusting, and some of these people, even the teachers themselves, who are for this Common Core standards, seem to be under the impression that they are the only ones qualified to teach children instead of parents, and it's beyond my comprehension. I think this whole "it takes a village" has really taken root into the progressive mindset.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And yeah, we just talked about English and math, but you're absolutely right. The new history revamping is taking a radical turn to the left. It's, you know, whenever you cut Abraham Lincoln out of your history program and also Martin Luther King Jr. out of your history program, you know there's a problem. They are also bringing in, as you said, like homosexual, transgender role models, people they're suspecting were allegedly in those lifestyles. You know, there's a lot of speculation they're bringing into that education. And education doesn't need speculation at all. It needs provable, validated history, not something that they're pulling and straws to try to put together a picture that's going to fit an agenda. And that's unfortunate what this new history curriculum is. That's why, frankly, parents really need to rethink having their children in public schools in the United States, even more so depending on the state you're in, like, you know, California, Washington, Oregon, Illinois, Massachusetts, New York, to name a few, Maryland, are all very problematic in terms of the implementation of Common Core and the impact it's going to have on children.
Oh, definitely. I'm hoping that folks will call in. That would be our number is 646-378-0321. Or you folks in the chat room can type in your questions, et cetera. So, again, the people who spoke at that meeting and the gal who ran for office, and I forgot her name.
Lydia. Yes,
Lydia.
Yes.
Yeah, she was amazing, and of course I voted for her and tried to get the word out, but that didn't happen. And then it was Sandra Stotsky, I believe.
That's right. That's right, Sandra Stotsky.
Yeah, she's a champion of having decent standards, not this one-size-fits-all progressive.
Right.
I think it's all part of a larger scheme, you know, to completely dumb everyone down and pigeonhole them into the Borg collective, as my friend Terry Rowland, who's an educator and a conservative, on another show. So it's just amazing what we go through. I mean, the school systems, even from say the 60s or 70s forward, has been bad enough, but this makes it 10 times worse. And then I was reading articles, I believe it was from the John Birch Society, and I have a CD-ROM or a DVD from them, which is about 70 minutes long, which was excellent, actually tying this into Agenda 21 and explaining just how evil it is, especially the data mining. And then when you look at all of the NSA stuff and the cohabitation with Google and the government and the Utah data collection centers, this is very ominous.
Yes. Oh, it is. It is without question. And ominous. And I think that that parents, you know, they need to be educated about it. The good news is that I know one poll was taken and it found that that there are more people who are opposed to Common Core in the United States than those who are in favor of it. That's huge, considering the fact this has been a pure grassroots effort with a few in the academia.
I think we have another caller. I just want to pick up this person. Area code 623, you're on the air. Oh, they dropped. Okay. I don't know what happened there. Maybe they were trying to listen in. Okay. So, again, anyone else who would like to go ahead and call in, you may do so and have questions for Brad Dacus, Pacific Justice Institute. And it's located in...
California. We're headquartered in California.
Yes.
We have five offices on the West Coast. And our motto is that we're fighting where the wave starts, which is usually here on the West Coast when it comes to these agendas. That's why we're focusing here in California so much. But we have attorneys all over the United States of America who volunteer their time. So if people would like to keep up with our cases, they should go to our website, because we have cases across the country impacting the rest of the country. And our website is pji.org, pji.org, that stands for Pacific Justice Institute. And there they can sign up to get our case updates, our press releases without charge. We'd love to keep everyone updated. We, of course, we're very grateful for those who choose to support our legal ministry and the work that we're doing. And last year alone, we handled several thousand requests for assistance, all without charge, just last year alone. So people should not hesitate to contact us if they need legal counsel representation dealing with faith, family, and their constitutional First Amendment rights.
Well, the other good news is I've got about five people in my chat room, but these are all archived, and they're archived for a long time, so I can also get the word out, you know, on these things. in my community, and also to these people. I've got folks from Texas. I got one from Arizona and Kyra. I'm not sure. Kyra, type in where you're from. I forget. There's too many people on Patriot Families. But so those are, you know, those are good things. And again, we, everybody here, oh, she's from Florida. So I have a quite a broad audience. And the other ones from Indiana and Georgia are not with us today. They're probably with family. So I do want to thank you for calling in. And if there's anything else you want to add, I haven't got any callers coming in right now. So again, if you kids want to call, Mikey, get on the phone and do a couple questions and take us through that portion. So again, my father was, he taught high school. He's gone now because he was 89 at his passing, but he taught high school for 28 years. And the amazing part to me was always, how did he not wind up in prison and kill half of those kids? But because I don't, he had the patience of Job. I couldn't do it. But he actually taught kids how to read in reading labs for about 11 or 12 years. He got the permission from the school board to do it. And he had everybody from, and he taught them phonetically, and he taught them from, you know, ninth grade through 12th, and he had three levels. He had college prep, he had remedial, and he had average. That's what they called it back then. And so his legacy was quite wonderful because he taught a lot of people how to read and comprehend what they were reading. So these are the principles that, you know, those founded this nation, and they're, as Dinesh D'Souza says, as timeless today as they ever will be. They're never going to go out of style, and we can rebuild on that. So, and I know that you folks believe in that too. So,
yes, absolutely, absolutely. And in fact, I had Dinesh D'Souza on my own radio show that called the Dankus Report. I think it was last week, and he just did a great job talking about the film America and why it's so timely to combat right. so much of the propaganda that we see in public schools.
Exactly. That movie, both of his movies that I've seen, which was 2016, and his recent one in July, which I saw on the 4th when it was released, were excellent, well done. You know, he looks at it through probably a different lens than I do, a little bit, you know, about the Civil War, et cetera, because I've read some kind of the other side, you know, the anti-Hamiltonian stuff on it. But other than that, the movie was absolutely straight up and very well done. So, again, we talk a lot about, before you came in, I was reading scripture because we a lot of my people here are Christians, as am I. And
great.
I like
yeah,
to calm everybody down. First I take a sip of wine and then I read from Matthew. So, because, and we also talk about history. I read from the books I'm reading. I'm delving into The Wealth of Nations by Adam Smith right now. I have studied with Hillsdale College on Econ 101, which was a 10-week course, and it's that was well worth it. Education.
Yeah, that's the...
Not only it means to bring forth, and it does. It's knowledge, I think, is king, and it's power. So it's something we,
right.
You know, we all need to worry about. I've never had children, but I have nieces and others, you know, around me, and grandnieces, and it's important to everybody to be
right.
A lifetime learner and a lifetime teacher. And if we allow the state to be the arbiter, it will go south really quickly, as it has done in the past of history, as we have seen with Hitler Youth and the indoctrination prior to Stalin's reign of terror.
Right. So it's I agree, and that's why we have to take it seriously. And I encourage people, if they also want another resource, it's called Reclaim Your School. It's a book my wife and I wrote.
Okay.
They have a free download. They can download it for free from our website, pji.org.
Huh?
And its strategies to practically and legally evangelize public schools, to impact public schools in a very proactive Christian evangelical way. And it's very eye-opening, I think, to many people who have read it. And so if they'd like a copy, they can just go to our website, pji.org, under resources.
Absolutely.
And they can literally download it for free. And, of course, we greatly
awesome.
Appreciate those who support our work, as well as those who'd like to keep up with our work by going to our website as well, where they can sign up to get our
our free case updates and legal insider updates as well, which I know they'll find very interesting. So it's TGI.org. Go ahead.
If any of my guests in the chat room want to call in, please do so if you have questions, or you can type them in and I can ask. No, it's T. Let me type it in. TGI.org, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So that's your website. And, I don't know if you know this, but you probably do if you're politically active. I think his name was a couple of years ago, Nachum Shifrin, who was a teacher in Los Angeles, and he's a rabbi. He wrote a book called Killing Your Teacher, and that one is amazing as well. It was just like absolutely – I couldn't believe what that man went through in the L.A. school system. I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Somehow, when he was running – he was actually running – God, who was he running against? Probably one of the evil senators of California, and of course he didn't make it, but – I met him several times at fundraisers, and he was an amazing man, and at also Tea Party events here in Vista and other places, and Oceanside. But
right.
That's another
thing
that people
should
read.
In fact, today I was just speaking at Oceanside to a Republican women's group. And so if there's anyone listening to this audience and they'd like me to come speak to their church or their group, I guest preach on Sunday mornings, and I speak on law and politics. At other kind of community groups and meetings. So whichever context, they should just contact my office and make the arrangements. I don't charge for speaking.
And
at all.
Like I said, hopefully people in the podcast will be from this area. But like I said, a lot of these people are from other states. So,
right.
And I
speak in other states too sometimes. So that's
great.
That's something I'm definitely up and available for.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we would like to get out the information and
sure.
And if people want to go to our website and also listen, like I say, we have our archive, the last episodes of my radio show, as well as our
good
called The Legal Edge. We'd love to get that out. So anyway, but I just appreciate the opportunity. I know our time's running out,
perfect,
but to be on your show and the work that you're doing, and if we can ever serve you or anyone and you're the audience, I want them to always feel free to contact us, because we at Pacific Justice Institute don't just take on the high-profile cases,
sure,
if you will. We're very unique in that our goal is to make sure that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to faith, family, and freedom in this area of expertise. So they should feel free to contact us, and we'd love to help them. So,
thank you for letting me
on the program. It's been a real pleasure. God bless.
Thank you so much. Have a great one. God bless. Thank you, Brad. Okay.
Thanks.
Ladies
Bye-bye.
And gentlemen, that's Brad Dacus, and he is at Pacific Justice Institute, and that's PGI.org. And, it was very nice of him to come on. Again, please call in, and I've still got a whole hour left and 6 minutes, I believe, because, of course, my other clock is not working. Nothing's working today. But I want to go through, and I would love to have Mikey call in and help me rant. Don't give away all your good stuff for tomorrow, Mikey, but you're definitely welcome to call, and all the rest of you are too. That's 646-378-0321. This is really cool, because I have to research the one I'm reading, and this is Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, and I have a feeling this was written a long time ago. All five books are in this, and I'm going to read the back cover because it was really cool. It says, "The Wealth of Nations is a clearly written account of economics at the dawn of the Industrial Revolution. The book was a landmark work in the history and economics, as it was comprehensive and an accurate characterization of the economic mechanisms at work in modern economics. Adam Smith believed in a meritocracy. Smith emphasized the advancement that one could take based on their will to better themselves. This is simply one of the most important books ever written on the subject of economics," and all five books were included in this. So, come on, Mikey, call. Let me do this two paragraphs, and then we'll bring you in, okay? Thank you. This is regarding, let me get the first part of this chapter, ladies and gentlemen. It says, this is chapter 4 of the origin and use of money. And this will sound very, you're making me laugh, Mikey. This will sound very familiar if any of you have ever listened extensively to Constitution Hour. From the time of Charlemagne among the French and from that of William the Conqueror among the English, the proportion between the pound, the shilling, and the penny seems to have been uniformly the same as at present, though the value of each has been very different. For in every country of the world, I believe, the avarice and injustice of princes and sovereign states, abusing the confidence of their subjects, have by degrees diminished the real quantity of metal, which had been originally contained in their coins. The Roman, as in the latter ages of that republic, was reduced to the 24th part of its original value, and instead of weighing a pound, came to weigh only half an ounce. The English pound and penny contain at present about a third only, the Scots pound and penny about a third, 36th, and the French pound and penny about 66th part of their original value. By means of those operations, the princes and sovereign states which performed them enabled, in appearance, to pay their debts and fulfill their engagements with a smaller quantity of silver than would otherwise have been requisite. It was indeed an appearance, in appearance only, for their creditors were really defrauded of a part of what was due to them. Sound familiar? All other debtors in the state were allowed the same privilege and might pay with the same nominal sum of the new and debased coin whatever they had borrowed in the old. Such operations, therefore, have always been favorable to the debtor and ruinous to the creditor, and have sometimes produced a greater and more universal revolution in the fortunes of private persons than could have been occasioned by a very great public calamity, which is absolutely true. Kyra, I think Terry's on. I don't know. I haven't seen anything to the to the contrary. Go ahead, Mikey, call in. I was finished with that, and I did not prepare because I didn't know if Brad was going to take up more time or if Ken from Vista was going to call in on the alternative to the Unaffordable Care Act by El Maggot. So please call in and help me fill some time here. While I'm waiting for that, I will do a really, let's see. Uh-oh, he logged out. We lost Mikey. I'm going to play a funny one. So I can do this one. I'm going to do the 19-second one. Now he's back. While I'm waiting, I'm going to do a 19-second one, and this is one of my favorite ones because we have so much going on in the world. This is making us crazy. It's kind of a cute little audio. Let's see if I can get it to work. There we go.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're going to have to send me home, because I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Okay, so Mike's asking me BTR host number. Mikey, I don't know. That's my call-in number for guests. Okay, host number is, it says host call-in is 646-200-4444. I use BTR host too. I don't know what's going on there. But if you want to call in on the guest call in, that's 646-378-0321. So I don't know. Okay. Whatever you want to do. It's easier. I'm hoping, I don't know if my headset needs to be replaced. I hope not. But if that's the case, then I'm out another $20, which I can't afford. Again, we're dealing with a lot of bad things happening. We did a lot of ranting yesterday on Bill's show, and he only did an hour, which we actually had a good time because we covered a lot of things. And we talked about the caliphate going on. We talked about the awful influx of the illegals. We talked about the Common Core and all of these things and what's going on with Sandag. Yeah, okay. Well, whatever you need to do to get in, I'm just hoping I can hear you. That's what, I don't know what's going on with my headset. I think it's, since the microphone's working beautifully, thank God, and you guys can hear me, but for some reason, I am not getting sound. I had to really listen intently to Brad, and it was great to hear from him. Okay, call in, dude. Let's see if I can hear you. I'm praying. Speak loudly. Anyway, I had what I had heard or I'd seen on my email, which was, I believe, yesterday, and I told Bill I went off on these guys with Sandag, which is part of the Agenda 21 transportation element in San Diego, all of San Diego County, from Pendleton all the way to Chula Vista, which covers about almost 3 million people and a lot of territory. And it's like, hey, Doc, welcome. I think we lost Rod, but I'd love to have Mikey call in. So, oh, he's cooking and eating. That's correct. Okay. I'm glad he's enjoying. I'm on a diet, so. But I am drinking wine tonight, so. Anyway, so while I'm waiting, what happened was I went to, let me see if I can pull this in. That's Eric code 214.
It's me, Mikey? Hon. How you doing?
Okay. Now I hear you loud and clear.
Huh. Well,
that's,
I know, and I tried to hit the Skype button, and I don't know why. BTR is effed up. I don't know what they're doing, but
well,
so you asked me to call in on this Common Core stuff, and Linda, I got to tell you, I'm sick and tired of people pushing books, and I got to read this, and I got to read that. I don't have to read nothing. You want to end Common Core? I could end it in a week.
I gotcha.
Pull your kids out of the school.
That's right.
Empty the damn schools.
That's right. That's right.
And teachers that have a backbone and stop worrying about your paycheck. Hey, you know what? I left Connecticut. I quit my job.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
I quit my job that was above the national average in income. So I didn't quit no $11 an hour job. You see, I'm pissed off. I'm using double negatives. I never do that. But I don't care at this point. I quit my job. I packed my stuff. I left libtard Connecticut. I came to Texas. And in 7 weeks, listen up, chat room, 7 weeks, I found a better job. I bought a sports car. And I met my soulmate. Okay? I'm living in a luxury apartment. I've got swimming pools, I've got hot tubs, I've got pool rooms, baby, because I had guts. I have left the health care system, Obamacare,
good,
Blue Cross, AARP, HHIA, whatever, can kiss my ass. And I don't pay taxes anymore. I demanded to be a 1099-er, and they've got to come and get it, because I'm not doing it. So you better grow some balls, because if you think you're going to vote yourself out of this, if you think you're going to protest yourself out of this, baby, you, my friends, are going to be on the short end of the stick. And this is Mikey B of Higher Truth Radio coming at you live from the Free Republic of Texas. And I'll be the first one to sign the secession papers, baby, because I'm ready to roll. And that Muslim that is occupying Pennsylvania Avenue can stick any one of his faggots on down here. And come make me submit, bitch, because I'll meet you in the middle of the parking lot, in the street, in a Walmart or a Cisco, and you give me 10 rounds, renegade, and your deceased mother and that lady boy that you're married to won't recognize you when I'm done. And that's all I've got to say, Miss Zill. I warned you not to bring me on, because I'm pissed off today, I'm spitting nails, and I'm in no mood for compromise.
Okay,
back
baby.
To you.
I got Okay, thanks. Don't leave me. But you got my kids in here laughing their butts off. I think it's great. I was too. I mean, this is good. Now, look, you know I'm with you on most of this stuff. And as far as secession goes, if you guys do it, I'm moving to Texas. Forget Indiana unless they're on board. Uh-uh. No, the secession is definitely the way to go. And when you talk about Common Core, just for a minute, we'll get into that. No, I absolutely agree with you. Every time a kid sits in the classroom, somebody gets paid. They have money coming in from the state and the federal on this nonsense. This is what's funding it. Every time you comply, every time you march yourself into the boxcar, this is what happens to you. They will use you as useful idiots. Am I wrong? I mean, this is what they're doing. These people who pay property taxes for these freaking schools, and then you've got unfunded liabilities up the wazoo in California. We're doomed here. We're done.
Well,
as you know, you left Connecticut. Look,
as I understand that, I know that I've made a lot of people split their sides, and I understand that it's nice entertainment, but I'm dead serious here, Linda.
I agree.
And I'll tell you right now, if we stay on our asses, he who laughs last, laughs the loudest, and it ain't going to be us.
Oh,
I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be us. And I've been on local radio shows. I've been listening all week. I've been in chat rooms. And I'm telling you right now, everybody's freaking delirious. First of all, stop calling yourselves conservatives. If you believe in natural law, if you believe in the Constitution, if you believe in Thomas Jefferson, ladies and gentlemen, you are way off the beam from a conservative. Now, if you want to go to bed with Alexander Hamilton all the way down to Mitt Romney, and if you're in love with occupying 118 countries, and if you're in love with giving amnesty, then by all means, call yourself a conservative and vote for Romney 2016, because that's the latest rumor. And I'll tell you right now, I'm either going to be that day in a fine restaurant with my lady, or I'm going to be doing the horizontal hustle, because I ain't going to be waiting online like some punk sap bitch to vote for some loser that is already in the tank. And if y'all want to stand online, you go right ahead, because more and more I'm in Ron Golden's camp. You want to vote for a master, you're going to get a master. My friend, I am the master of my own life.
Amen.
I'm hearing stuff, Linda, that is curling what's left of my hairline. I'm hearing stuff out of Texans' mouth. We need the church to influence government. Are you out of your mind?
Jesus Christ.
First of all, let me explain myself. I will not be told what kind of sex I can have with my woman. And if you think that if a church influenced government wouldn't go down that road, my friend, yes, they would. I want to tell you something. I will get as freaky and as dirty and as hot as I want as long as children and animals are not involved. And no one is going to tell me how to live my life. Not some atheist Muslim punk who's already in the White House, and not some freak with a 10-carat diamond ring that's banging whores in a hotel room. You dig what I'm saying, Linda?
Absolutely.
You people better start taking the red pill, and you better get a dose of reality.
You
better
bet.
Find out who you are first. Then you better think about how you want to live your life.
Relax.
And then you start spreading the news. But don't be in chat rooms and don't be hosting shows. I'm not telling you on this, Linda. I'm just saying what I dealt with yesterday. Don't be hosting shows and don't be pumping any books telling me how to live and what to be under, because I'm the last person you want to preach that to. And I am fed up to my eyeballs with this fake, phony bullcrap.
Okay.
That's all I got to say at this point.
I get it. Here's my take from Ron did his show last Monday, and
I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's in archives, darling. Here's the deal. From what he was saying and what Bill was saying yesterday, Bill actually had a really good show. And I'm getting some kind of feedback, and I don't know why. Hopefully I can turn off the speakers. This headset's got to go. I don't know if it's BTR or if it's this. But my takeaway right now is, with what I've heard from your shows and from Sean, who you had on, who was wonderful, and Ron and the others, and what I've and I'll go into this other situation that I dealt with Sandag yesterday. We got three things right now. We are natural people, okay? We've got God, our Jesus Christ, our Lord, and keep the powder dry. And you've got your families. And I'm telling you, I said four. I got four of them. That's all we got right now. And the will to fight, you know, I mean, and stand ground, because I when I read the scripture today, it made sense, because when he said, "Oh, ye of little faith," look, with him, we've got everything, Mikey, and without him, we have nothing. And all the rest of it's just crap. Everything he did on the cross, all of his grace, mercy, our seats in heaven, the Lamb's Book of Life, that's everything to me. I don't care how much gold someone's got. I don't care how many boatloads of gold are going to China. It doesn't mean a damn thing to me. That's not where my heart is. That's not where my soul is. And you know what? But I will stand and fight. I will be David against Goliath. I don't care. I'm with you. I'm not.
Well, first off, though, Linda, I'm talking about a totally different fight. I'm sick and tired of hearing people, we're going to fire the first shot. I'm going to fight. I got 20,000 rounds of ammunition. Hey, you know what? You know what? Out there, shut up. You ain't shooting nobody.
That's right.
You ain't taking down anybody. You're not arresting any politicians. I'm hearing this, too, from other radio hosts. Oh, we've got to go down to Austin, and we've got to arrest Rick Perry. You ain't arresting nobody.
Nobody.
You understand that? And as far as, look, I consider myself a Christian because, yes, I believe in Jehovah, and Jesus is his son. But, Linda, I am not holding my breath, because for 2,000 years, every generation that has come down along the pipe, Jesus is going to come on the clouds of my lifetime. Jesus is going to come on the clouds of my lifetime. Folks, do me a favor. If you believe that, hold your breath now. Let's see how many people turn blue and die tonight. Because if you're waiting on that, folks, you're going to be blue and dead. Because that ain't happening. Forget about it. Because it says in the scriptures, the kingdom lies within you. Linda, he already came.
Oh, I know that.
He's coming in a completely different form. He ain't coming down with a sword. He ain't coming down with the four horsemen. He's already here.
What I meant was, in not just the spiritual battle, because what's going on in Iraq right now is unholy. I mean, let's face it, that's demonic and diabolical and
that's
psychotic.
That's fine, but it was all orchestrated. And as far as I see it, let them all kill each other. And first of all, if you're an American citizen, and if you are east of Germany, you're an idiot, first of all. Secondly, if you're a Christian and you're out there, my advice to you, get out if you can and go through Mexico and come to Texas. Because, I mean, we've got a bunch of Arabs right now. They get Mexican names, right? They learn two or three words in Fabric de Cambeza, El Bebo in El Stomago. And they're getting fortunes. They're getting to live on resorts. So my advice is, I mean, if you're a U.S. citizen, and if you are east of Germany, you're a moron. Those people are animals. Why do you want to be there? And the only reason why Americans are there, Linda, is because they're chasing the money.
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm a vice president at Joe Blow Incorporated, and I'm making $200,000 a year, and I'm living in Bangladesh. That's good. And when you wind up with a sword up your butt, I'm not going to cry for you. I'm not going to cry for you. So I have no sympathy. And they're all animals, all of them. And as far as the Middle East goes, people in the military, you're all a bunch of suckers. You're a bunch of suckers and saps because they're using you to forward their agenda. And again, if anybody has any sack meat between their thighs, take your weapon, go to your commanding officer and say, you know what, I'm done being your bitch, pal. I quit.
Well, okay.
If entire platoons walk out, ball game over. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Just walk out. I'm not part of the system anymore. Yeah. I don't have health care. I don't have anything.
Know.
You know what I have? I have a car payment. That's all.
I know.
And I have car insurance. That's it. Done.
I know.
And if they want to come after me, well, here's the thing. I've left some pocket change for those sissies to go take. Do you think that's my entire stash? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I've got it all over the place. I can't even find it. So it doesn't even matter. I'm not going to go hungry.
That's funny. Okay,
I'm not
going
to go hungry, but people have to have some stones.
Okay, I get you. Look, I don't file taxes, haven't done for about 2 or 3 years because I'm not required to. It says right on my...
Yeah, but that's different. But that's not... All due respect, Linda, that's not taking a stand. You've got no skin in the game on that score. I'm talking about people that are contributing to the beast and are paying for this slop and are bitching and moaning about it. You can't go both ways. I'm sorry, folks. Listen up. You can't go both ways. You can't be on the government teat and you can't be contributing to the government and then bitch about it. I mean, it's one way or the other at this point. It's one way. You're either all in or you're all out. You can't be half in the bag. I mean,
but
this is it.
What I was trying to explain to you is I have libtard friends here who are so stupid that they think that I'm supposed to file. I don't even laugh at them anymore. I just changed the subject, you know. Nice weather we're having today. Listen, when I talked about the spiritual battle or fighting, I wasn't talking about going out and doing what they're doing in Missouri. I wasn't talking about, you know, taking up arms and pitchforks and everything else because, you know, they're going to win that one. Although I will fight for my life, and if they take me out, fine. I'll tell you one thing.
Man Flycatch in the chat room said it best. We are paying for our own extermination.
Absolutely.
How does it feel? I mean, do people not understand that when you give away between 30% and 50% of your hard-earned labor to these people, that you are buying the very bullets that are going to go through your chest?
Yes.
Do you understand
that
you are paying for the exact same FEMA camp that they are just dying to put you in? And even if this Ebola deal doesn't work, folks, they're going to come up with something else. I mean, Linda, look at the last 3 to 5 months, how we've been pounded. Syria was supposed to be World War III. Iran was supposed to be World War III. The Ukraine was supposed to be World War III.
Absolutely.
Now they're throwing Iraq at it. That's not working because nobody really gives a damn. And then they're throwing this Ebola nonsense. First of all, and I've got on this website, and I'm going to see if I can go get some. There's this West African plant that's supposed to wipe it out internally and topically. I plan on getting some. So,
good.
I mean, this is just
it's
BS.
Crap. I know. It's all piled higher and deeper. I get that. Look, what I think one of the points was, look, I agree with you with secession and the noncompliance and understanding what's going on, which I talked about with Wealth of Nations of the debasing of the currency, and Ron expounded on that Monday hugely. He went through it because the man knows his stuff. When he talks about monetary, the guy knows his stuff. So he's been studying it for over 15 years, and he's kind of like the Terry Rowland of monetary and constitution and UCC codes and all the rest of it. When you look at who we are, what we stand for, that you're a natural man or natural woman, you are a child of God, you have inalienable rights, I am connected to Jesus because I totally believe in him and that he is the Savior and that he has made certain promises, and I think scripture is one of my saving graces and sanity keepers. And you know, if they want to take my guns, they can have them bullets first. And if they take me out with the first 5 rounds, that's fine, because they cannot take my place out of the Lamb's Book of Life, Mikey. They cannot do that.
Linda, I understand all that, and I hear I hear a lot of this stuff. But the thing is, they don't have to do it that way. All they have to do is exactly what they're doing now. They're just making us broke,
right.
broke, and they're taking all of our rights away, and all we do is say, ooh, one more time, ooh, one more time, ooh, one more time. Meanwhile, all of you are doing your W-2s at the end, or your 1040s at the end of the year, and you are willingly writing a check. You're writing a check to your own assassins. Now, I want to share something with you.
Go ahead.
I was saving it for, because I'm still waiting for the end result, which I'm supposed to hear something within 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
I sent in my last 1040 form, and I put wages equals zero because, under Section 34, under IRC Code 3401, Section C, employee as defined, I was none of those things. So, ergo, I did not make any wages. So, I put zero.
Yep.
And I wrote them a letter telling them as such. Well, I got two letters from the IRS a couple of weeks ago. First one was changes to your 2013 form 1040, adjusted refund, $6,104.89. We believe there's a miscalculation on your 2013 form 1040, which affects the following area's tax payments. We made changes to your return that correct this error. As a result, you are due a refund of $6,104.89. If we don't hear from you, within 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to mail you a check. So that was letter number one. Letter number two said that if this is how effed up they are. They don't even know what they're doing. The second letter said, we will fine you $5,000 for a frivolous 1040 form if you don't make any changes. Now, first of all, I got that letter back in 2012. You may not remember, but I said it on my show. And I called up the IRS, and they said, well, they sent this letter out to many people. Just ignore it. So I took that second letter, and I threw it in the garbage because I'm not going to, entertain that thought. And I'm keeping this letter of a refund of $6,100. And if I get that check, folks, I will let you know. But you see, I put zero because I am not an employee. So y'all better look up IRC code 3401, Section C. If you don't fall into that as an employee, ladies and gentlemen, you are not one.
Yes, right.
Think about that.
Oh, I know. I mean,
think about
that. Before we met you and when you called into my show, and of course, Ron and I had our mouths hanging open and we're going, who's this guy? And I kind of joked with him.
Yeah, I do that to a lot of people.
So I joked with him later and he was cracking up. I said, I didn't know what to do. I said, I had to be respectful. I was about ready to play some Barry White music and say, hello. An ongoing joke. But anyway, I think it was probably 2 years before you joined our group as a caller, et cetera. Ron was telling us all about all of the tax codes, going through every single item of it, talking about who's an employee, who's a federal this, all those things that are on the board in written in pink, usually, or red or whatever, red and white, pink, back room of your lunchroom where the employee-er has to post all this nonsense. Talking about 1099s, I mean, I got one hell of an education from Ron, I will tell you. So, I mean, and what you're saying is absolutely true, and people need to do their own research. I'm telling you, I think that that's probably one of the biggest messages we can give to people is to please do your own research. My God, I know it takes time, but what the hell? You're only on this planet a very short time, and eternity's forever. And, I mean, thank God according to Scripture, I know where I'm going, and I'm going to be in the bosom. My Lord and Savior, I'll tell you.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate all that. But, you see, when the people are too, they're still hung up on this stuff.
Oh,
I don't
want
to lose my HBO.
Oh,
I don't want to lose my vacation home. Oh, I don't want to lose my IRA, which is going to be worth absolutely nothing come the next 20 years, if we have 20 years. So, again, you know, until people release themselves from this place.
Well,
I mean, what did Jesus
say?
You cannot be part of the world. Well, until
you
come to grips with that, people are going to fold.
You cannot serve
people are
going to
fold. And I'm just tired. I'm just tired of the rhetoric. I'm just tired of hearing the same nonsense. Ooh, if you cross this line, I'll shoot. Ooh, if you cross this line, I'll shoot. I mean, how many lines, for God's sake?
I know. Oh, I get you. I mean, I will say that I think, I know this is going to kind of tick you off because you don't want me reading about the old guys, but I still do because sometimes it starts to make sense. When you look at what hell they went through under King George III, I think it got to a point where it was so unbearable that, and I know we're close. I ain't saying we're not. I mean, these bastards. And what's weird is they're doing it almost in the same method with the taxation and the and
no,
the regular.
It is the same method.
Yeah,
it is the same method. It was the Stamp Act.
Who fired
it was
the first shot?
It was the tea tax. Well, the British fired the first shot.
Yeah,
because then they came on shore in 1775 and they said, "Well, hand over your guns, please," and they actively came for them, not like through written law.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they came on their boats, and they went house to house. Give me your guns. Now, for me, the American colonists is a far different animal from today's 2014 American. Today's 2014 American is soft, pudgy, reliant on stuff
ignorant.
And things, comfortable, ignorant,
illiterate,
not well-read, all of that stuff. So it's a totally different animal. And also, Linda, I'm hearing, it only took 3%. It only took 3%. Folks, 1775, the British, the French, the Netherlands, the colonists, whoever, all had the same level of weaponry.
Yes.
This is a different animal. And I understand that people have said, well, Mikey B, you don't exactly know what we have. Oh, fine. But I know what you don't have.
Yeah.
You don't have F-15s.
You don't have
you
drones.
You don't have Predator drones. You don't have armored tanks.
You
ain't got none of that. And you don't have billions of hollow point rounds, so, which, by the way, we are funding. I mean, that is such a sick joke.
It is
but
sick.
But like Ted said, I got to give him props once again. We are funding our own extermination. I mean, this is a riot. And
it's not
Ben
funny,
Franklin,
though.
Ben Franklin and all them dudes, they took the trek across the ocean, tried to talk to King George.
Yep.
He left.
Yep.
He laughed at them. So,
like they do at us now.
So this is the same thing. See, that's the definition of insanity. It's doing the same things over and over again.
Right.
And
I get it.
Different results. That's retarded.
It.
If it,
it
didn't
is.
Work for Jefferson and company, why are we so special? Why are we so special that we could jump up loud enough and then Barry Soratoro and his band of freaks are going to wake up and go, oh, I've had an epiphany. I've been wrong all this time. I am sorry. We will right the wrongs that we have done. I mean, who really believes in that story? I mean, who's next? Peter Pan and the Easter Rabbit? I mean, come on, folks.
I know.
Get serious. Either put up or shut up. If you're going to stay in the system in any way, shape, or form, then you got to stop yapping. And if you're going to go through the polls, you got to stop yapping. Because no one's going to save us. Nobody. It's up to us.
Mikey,
and the first
I'm
step,
already safe.
Linda, is
I'm
to
safe.
Empty the system.
I get you. But I know what you're saying. I'm not talking about the physical realm because I know you are. I'm already saved, honey. I'm.
So what are you doing this for, then?
I'm doing this.
What are you doing this for?
I'm
well, why
it.
Get aggravated?
But I think it's part of what we're supposed to do. Now, that's just my belief system, that maybe this is, do you know who George Whitefield was?
No.
Okay. About 40 years prior to that revolution of 1776, George Whitefield, when he was young, he was an actor, and he developed this incredible stage presence. They didn't have microphones back then. So he could boom his voice out like Jesus did across the fields, and he did. And they kicked him out of the churches because he was trying to wake these people up, okay, like a great mm-hmm. awakening. And he talked to hundreds and hundreds and maybe thousands of people on these hilltops, et cetera, after they – and so that was one of the beginnings of that probably third great spiritual awakening, and that was in America prior to the Revolutionary War. And there's many people who have checked this out who think
Linda?
That Linda? If he had not done that, that revolution never would have happened.
Linda? Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry to stop you. One of your people in the chat room asked who was on the phone. Holger, it's your worst freaking nightmare.
Now,
it's
be nice.
Now, here's another fake, phony, wannabe talk show host who spends his time urinating on Islam like, that's the real enemy. Those people are nothing but a bunch of simplified knuckle-dragging monkeys used by the British and American Unholy Alliance. I fell asleep, when I listened to this dude's so-called radio show. You gotta be kidding me. He's like that other snapperhead. What was his name? You know that guy, Master G, that I humiliated on my show. What was his name, Linda? You know that snapperhead? You remember, right?
Oh, I can't remember his name now. I can't remember. Sino?
Yeah.
Sino.
Something. No. Oh, that was another one that I got rid of. Now, what's his name? Master G? He was that black guy, African-American, that I knew loved Herman Cain even before he said it, because I listened to his show for a while, and I knew exactly where he was coming from. He was a closet racist from the right, so I know all about that guy. Just can't remember his name. But you see, this Holger is part of that band of, you know, simpleton. Well, you got to vote for Romney. You got to save the Republic. What a farce. I mean, how does it feel, folks, to be a robot? To be a chump? How does it feel to be led by the nose right down into the tank? How does it feel? Because I warned all of them. I warned all of them about Mitt Romney. I said that guy was a fake phony fraud, and his own son in February of 2013 sold his ass out on a national interview and said my father really didn't want to win. He just did it for show. Man, how beautiful was that? So I laugh at this guy, Holger. Who's that on the phone? I'm your worst nightmare, Holger. That's who I am. Why don't you go crawl back into your little rhino Republican little sissy world that you're in. Linda, I told you, I warned you I shouldn't call in tonight.
Let me explain something to you. I understand what you said about saving the Republic. Because the Republic has been dead a long time. So I'm getting feedback. I think I need to replace my headphones.
I got everything off in my luxury apartment with swimming pools and hot tubs that I rebuilt for myself. See, rebuilt my life, folks. See, you can do it. 7 weeks. 7 weeks.
Right.
And I rebuilt my life because I had the testicular fortitude to do so. And you can do it, too. You just got to get off the couch. So, lesson learned.
I can't afford cable anymore, so I don't miss it. I have my beautiful stereo, and I have some AM radio.
I haven't had TV in 15 months, and I don't miss listening and watching those stupid moron, fake, phony, scripted retards. I don't have to deal with that. I'm not a simpleton. I don't need the television, and I'm a better man for it. I'm smarter. I'm more alert. I'm more awake. I'm more active. And my sweetheart will tell you, I don't know if you are wrestling fans out there, but I'm a 60-minute man on this field, and I'm all night long because I'm not sitting on the couch watching retards. I'm working out. I'm making love for my woman, and I'm setting people straight all over the four continents, or eight continents, or six continents, whatever we've got, the four hemispheres, it doesn't matter.
Well,
people
like
need
I
to
said,
wake up and leave
look,
the system and stop
oh,
whining
I know,
about
I,
it.
I get you. You know, just try to I know, don't calm down, whatever. I went off, but I will tell you what I did yesterday. When I was, I think it was a few months ago, and I've been to two of these meetings in my community because I want to be active. I don't sit on my couch, Mike. Look, I get out there.
I know
speak,
you don't, Linda.
I
know.
I read. I go to church. I fellowship. I pray to God. I try to, you know, love my pastor who's a healing minister. It's a wonderful thing. It's a very tiny church of maybe 40 people show up every Sunday, but we love each other. Everybody's like happy. They cook for each other. It's amazing. They're just, it's just beautiful. I hate those things where they got this huge choir and everybody's required to, you know, it's bull crap. It's another part of the system I don't want to belong to. So
I know, kid, but you're on a sinking ship though. And
look,
it's called
let me
the
tell
USS
you.
California. You're on a sinking ship, kid, and you're gonna get swept away with the tide the longer you stay there. And that would have happened to me. Look, I was a dead man in Connecticut, dead. Mm-hmm. Dead as a stone. And
right.
reality was looking at me in the face. I had two choices. Stay in the situation I was in and die a slow death. And believe me, it would have been slow and painful because it was a slow and painful life in Connecticut. Or I could drop everything, say goodbye to everybody, take off to a more opportune land, yes, the great state of Texas, and again, I'll be the first one to sign the secession papers, came down here, Linda, and in 7 weeks, 49 days, rebuilt my life
better
than it ever has been. And that's called guts. And I've got a whole bunch of them.
Okay.
Let me tell you what I did.
Okay, I know. Stay with me, but I have invited Holger to come on and try, you know, I'll try to be the best referee I could be if you guys talk together or whatever, if I'm moderating.
You know what? I have no respect for that individual. You know why, Linda? I'll tell you why. I tried to be a nice guy to that show. Tried. And I tried to keep a level head in this chat room full of IQ equals 50 losers. And you know what? That punk just let them gang up on me. No, I won't.
Okay.
He let them gang up on me. And then I asked on several occasions, nicely, to call his show, and the man had the audacity not just to reject me, but to insult me, and not even insult me, and like me having a chance to like answer back. So you know what, Linda, I have no respect, and you know what, I'm not going to waste my time talking to him. I've got nothing to say. So if you want to bring him on, you can bring him on. I'll hang up. Because I've got nothing to say. I'm done with that man. I'm done with I know who it was, that other piece of garbage. G.C. Rocks. I'm done with that loser, too. That punk, that shill, that racist, that fake. I'm done with the whole clan, reactionaries, all those losers. And that other one, that watchtower punk, had no idea what he was talking about. So I will not talk with him. I will not debate with him because you know what? I gave him a chance. I was nice. And like a coward, he shrunk. Screw him. I'm not going to talk to him. I want, Linda, I'm not wasting my time anymore with people that are beyond help. Because you know what? I will wind up on top. I'll either wind up on top or looking at the lights. But I'm not going to compromise. And I have nothing to say to them. Nothing. Zero. So
okay,
you do what you got to do.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I'm trying to type in here to help people. Okay. They were asking about your show. That was Flycatch. Anyway, okay, here's the deal.
All right, my show is Higher Truth Radio. It's on every Thursday night, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
to 10 p.m. Central Time. It used to be called
9 p.m.
The Hot Seat, left is Eastern, but it's 8 to 10 Central for me, 9 to 11 Eastern.
Right.
It used to be called The Hot Seat, Left is Never Right. Well, that is when I was still kind of in between, you know, kind of advocating the conservative movement, which is a complete farce, by the way. There ain't nothing conservative about Hobbes and Edmund Burke and Alexander Hamilton. But anyway, I digress. I came to the point where I always was seeking the truth, seeking the truth, seeking the truth. I think I did a very good job, may I say, of unveiling a lot of truths, and a lot of truths before the big shots did it. And Linda, you know I'm right, because you've been with me all along. I've called a lot of stuff first, and you know it. So I decided to change my show. I think it was maybe 5 months ago to Higher Truth Radio.
Yeah, you've probably got a really good batting average. Like,
Linda, I've only gotten one thing wrong.
I know.
One.
I know.
And
I know.
The one thing I got wrong, not in my wildest dreams, that's how naive sometimes I can be. See, I'm man enough to admit it. I never thought that the individual mandate was going to pass the Supreme Court. I had no idea that Roberts was going to flip on us like that.
Yeah.
I thought sure it was going to be defeated. See, sometimes I flip. But other than that, I've gotten everything right before the big boys called it.
I know.
Before Jones, before Beck, Levin, Hannity, I called it first. I'm just not on a multi-million media. Yet.
And I know. You know what's really cool is Levin's coming around to our way of thinking, which is like completely amazing.
Oh, not really.
And I love it.
Not really. He took a huge backseat the other day. I heard. I was on a local Texas show. Oh, he was saying how we have to obey the Constitution. We have to obey it blindside. Oh, I don't think so. I have to. So then I have to obey the Federal Reserve then. And then I have to obey the 14th Amendment also that incorporated this country and made us a bunch of bunch of corporate entities. We're no longer people. Screw that. Thomas Jefferson said, if the government craps out on its obligations, and I'm loosely paraphrasing, it is time to replace it. So Levin is a fake. And Linda, you know I nailed him a couple of years ago. I called his show. I disgraced Paul Ryan, whose ass he was kissing. And two weeks later,
Mark Levin started
knocking Paul Ryan. I was like, you know what, Levin? You're a punk. He could never survive. He could never survive a segment on my show. He could never survive. And that's why people are afraid. Like, you know what happened with that loser, Rich Hancock, right? That libtard, but that's a Texas show.
Yeah.
And he didn't have the guts to come. After I came on his show, he wouldn't have the guts to come on mine because I destroy him. And he knows it. He knows
it. We lost Holger. He logged out. Flycatch
is asking.
Well,
that's what he does.
Ask Mike if Jeff Kooner is a fake.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
No idea.
I think I've only heard him one or two times but on the internet. But anyway, what I wanted to tell you guys, and thank you for ranting because it helped fill, I only had the gentleman on, Brad Dacus, for about 20 minutes, which is fine.
I'm really good for filling airtime. I get it.
You know what, Fly? I like Michael Savage because, I mean, there's things about him that I don't agree with, but I did read one of his books, and I think he was spot on. There's things that he's very, very knowledgeable about. He's got about two or three PhDs, and I know that doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people, but he's not a stupid man. Well, okay, I won't even go into the rhetoric I was going to go into, but Michael Savage is he's of Jewish heritage. he's done a lot of things, and he's read a lot of books. He's written a lot of books, and I think he was a PhD in botany and other things. There's a whole bunch of stuff he's studied. He's not stupid, and he's got a lot of great attributes. He's multifaceted. He can not only talk about Unitarian or libertarianism as a Jeffersonian type person and freedom and liberty, but he could talk about the cultural arts and things like that. I mean, it's like he's very well rounded.
Yeah, I don't have an issue. I don't have a problem with Savage. The only thing I didn't like, I think again, it was a couple of years ago when he said that we needed to stop just bad mouthing Obama and like just move on.
Hell,
and
he wrote
like,
a whole book. He wrote a whole book. Excuse my French, but I mean, it was called Trickle Up Poverty. I mean, at least, and then he wrote Trickle Down Tyranny, and who the hell was he bitching about? And that was Omega.
Night, I was coming home from work late that night. I had him on. I was like, I can't believe he's saying this because I'm gonna wail on Barry, you know, as long as he's in office.
Yeah.
You know. And folks, and here's something else. Barring an aneurysm or some other Hillary is going to be your next president. Yes. And the latest coming out of the GOP, this is how desperate they are. And the GOP does not stand for the Grand Old Party. It stands for Grab Obama's Penis, by the way. it looks like they want to push Romney again. Folks, you might as well just stay home.
Oh, yeah.
Just stay home.
There's no doubt. Mikey, I just want to do one real quick. I got 15 minutes left.
Sure.
You can stay with me for a minute because I want to explain to you why I do what I do. I know this sounds stupid and it sounds crazy, but you know how pastors say they've had a calling to do what they want to do. I think I've had 5-6 years ago, I had a calling. It was like this huge wake-up call when the hair stood up on the back of my neck and I went to Duncan's Gunworks and bought my first gun. Not that I hadn't shot them before, but I just didn't have them of my own. And I wouldn't even go
public with that. And I've been telling you, I wouldn't even go public with that.
Honey, I'm on so many lists. I'm sure they got, please.
Yeah, well, that's your list, but that doesn't mean
now.
you have to admit to it, and that doesn't mean you have to glorify, right? I don't say any of that stuff. Well, okay, when you've got 10 SWAT team members surrounding your place, I will see what you do. I mean, I wouldn't draw that kind of attention. I don't even discuss. Matter of fact, I think I said too much. But
absolutely.
You know, that's another story.
Okay. Enough said. I get it. Look, I've said things on the air that if they haven't knocked on my door by now, believe me, they're not going to do it over that.
They just don't see you as a big enough threat yet.
Yeah, because I'm not rich and powerful, and I've got like 5 listeners. Okay, so here's the deal. One of my callings was to educate myself. Okay, to arm myself, to get right with God, to get right with my family, get right with everything else, and then I got involved with my community. I have my neighbors. I have the action group. I have the local city council. I have spoken on camera in front of them many times. I have gone to Vista, Escondido, other places, and spoken in front of city councils. I've written letters. I've written letters that should have gotten me, you know, at least on some other watch list, you know, and they were very respectful, but they were very truthful, and I will stick to my constitutional Jeffersonian principles, come hell or high water, and I will adhere to saying that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and the heck with the rest of them. You know, I don't care. They want to put me in FEMA camp, they can do it after I'm about 2 degrees lower than the Pacific Ocean. This is BS. That's not a problem. Here's what I did. I went to the community meetings, and this was a few months ago. I went to 2 of them. This is all Agenda 21 nonsense with the circulation element. They want to destroy all the streets. They're doing it in front of our eyes. They don't care. So Sandag gets – and I got on their list on purpose so I could participate and tell them what I think. So yesterday I get this email out of the blue. They're talking about They had these charts. This was Agenda 21 on steroids, Mikey. I should send you this if I could find it up again and send it to you. And then they said you can either attend this meeting or put your comments on this website. So I clicked in, and they gave me plenty of space, and I told them things they will wish they had never asked me to talk about, because I gave them history. I talked about Agenda 21. I talked about the UN body of miserable dictators trying to control us like Stalin did in Ukraine. I went off on these people. They will not forget that email. I'm hoping that I can go back and retrieve what I wrote, because I'm going to publish it somewhere.
I bet you, Linda, I bet you they deleted it and they don't even remember that you wrote them.
You know what? There's going to come a time, though, and I have pictures and stuff in my arsenal right now.
Well, let me tell you my calling. My calling is to show people an alternative. Take tomorrow night, for instance. I'm not even talking politics if my two guests show up.
Okay.
Outside of maybe my opening monologue. One person is going to talk about how to holistically eradicate harmful parasites in your body. Now, why is that relevant? Well, if you're healthy, you're not going to need Obamacare, okay? So, secondly, another one who has, through spiritual healing, has rebuilt his life literally almost like I did, but in a different aspect, from the bottom up. See, my calling is to show people that you don't have to rely on, oh, I can't lose this job or I'm screwed. Oh, I can't move from here or I'm screwed. Oh, I need the government or I'm screwed. I'm here to show living proof that you could say goodbye to all of that, not just exist, but to thrive. That's my mission.
Yeah.
So, because history is exactly what it is. History.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't think that we have enough time, nor do I think that it's effective anymore to stand on the pulpit and preach. I just don't think there's enough time. And I don't think it's effective. What's effective is showing people an alternative. And
that is what
I am going to do.
Yes, because actions speak louder than words, whether you're dealing with
getting on
your knees and praying to the Lord, or going out and following him and picking up your cross and showing him that you mean business. Whether you're not going to the polls to vote for these bastards and doing, you know, like what you're saying. Look, actions are so cool, because this is the deal. Everybody can sit around and talk. And like I said, Mikey, I go to church. I talk to people. I go to front of council meetings. I read my books. I try to educate people. There have been people on my show, and I can't even remember all the names. Maybe Kyra was one of them. Maybe it was somebody else. And they literally asked me, what are you reading from? And I told them. And they probably, I'm praying, went out and bought that book. That's part of my calling. I want them to be educated. I can't mind meld them, Mikey. I can't do that. It doesn't exist. So, you know, anybody who's an educator will understand that. And if you ever listen to Terry's shows, you'll know that. She's amazing to me. I love her. She's probably read more history and philosophy than you and I could ever do in 600 years.
But again, well, good. And you can read and you can quote and you can do all that other good stuff. I'm just saying from where I'm sitting, that's obsolete at this point, and it's ineffective. It's just ineffective.
Well, okay. Either you subscribe to the fact of being a Buddhist and waiting for the time to die and go to the heaven, or you want to be like a little anarchist.
Well, isn't that what you just described? How you are as a Christian? You're waiting to be saved.
Well, no, I'm already saved. That's a different deal. Well, when God decides to call me home, when he calls me home, I know where I'm going. But I'm saying, like now, I just want to educate people. And if somebody comes to my door and breaks my house down, they're freaking dying. I'm sorry. You do whatever.
Well,
But
you can, I mean, you know, and you educate where you feel comfortable, and I'm going to educate by leading by example.
And the fact that I
spend about $200 a month on holistic vitamins and supplements, and I feel better than I've ever had before. And I don't have to run to the, I'm not going to run to a medical doctor that is half, that is halfway in the tank, bought and paid for by Big Pharma.
Yep.
And I'm living proof that
I agree with you.
I've transformed my life in such a brief period of time. And I'm bringing guests on my show that are like-minded that can show
it.
All of you how to do that alternatively. So I guess all bases are covered then.
Okay, but let me explain to you. I'm probably at least 14 or 15 years older than you without even trying. And being a dancer all my life and loving to understand that the body is the temple, literally, professionally and spiritually, I think I'm in pretty good shape. And I've lost over 31 pounds since January because I've been on this kick. And it's been very helpful, and I'm doing it the right way. And I drink lots of water, and I exercise all the time. I've been a dancer since I'm 7 years old, okay? I love toning up. I do all those things. I don't want to see doctors. I know the scam. I know what they're doing, and I hate it. I will do everything I can except to go to a specialist to get this stupid mole removed so nothing goes bad. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I stay away from the system as much as I can. Dude, I know how bad it is. I mean, and the reason I know,
Are you still there?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. The reason I know is with dovetailing the things that I've read about history and watching it repeat itself for the last 6,000 years, this is scary stuff. My God, it's in your face. Anyone who can't see this has got their heads firmly planted in their tailpipes.
Well,
and
I
they
understand
want
that, but we're talking about Jesus. Well, did Jesus negotiate with the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Or did he tell the people exactly what they were? Did Gandhi negotiate with the British, or did he bow out of the system? What is it?
Gandhi was his own man, and he followed
he
his own path.
He bowed out of the system.
Yeah. Oh,
he
yeah.
Didn't have to fire. He didn't have to fire a shot.
Neither did
and
Martin
he took
King.
Down. He took down arguably the biggest empire the world has ever seen without firing a single shot. That's my point.
I know.
That's my point.
And
I
got 2 minutes left, and I want to thank you so much for calling in. I know you've been ranting. And we're going to tune in. Tomorrow is 6 p.m. Eastern, Patriot Families Network, Patriot Education, my lovely Miss Terry Rowland. And we have 9 p.m. Eastern or 8 p.m. Central. 6 p.m. Pacific, Mikey B., Higher Truth Radio, and I know it's going to be hot. And I want to thank you
so much.
Well,
it's not going to be like this. It's going to be about healing. It's a different ballgame. And I just want to say this. And if I may, I just want to say this. On August 28th, it's 90% confirmed. I just have to call her husband. I will be interviewing Kathy Glass, who is running on the Libertarian ticket for governor of the state of Texas. She will be live.
Great, Mike.
On my show.
Thank
you,
Flycatch. Thank you, Mikey Cabras. Everybody be blessed. Take you out with the music. And tomorrow we got Terry and Mikey B. We got 2 for 1. Love it. And everybody just keep on trucking. Stay with the Lord. Keep the powder dry. And pray on your knees and learn how to can food. Love y'all.
Yeah, and grow plants. Good night.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Love you guys. See you tomorrow on Terry Rowland and Mike.